How's it going, folks? I wanna talk about like stage fright and stuff. So I used to, 12 years ago or so, I used to have like a lot of it. But let me tell you what will cure stage fright: when no one is listening to you at all. So I remember when I was still with my college band, we were playing in Delaware, and we were playing at a place that some friends from another band set up for us, and he said, "Listen, we've got a lot of friends that are going to be there. We're going to put you, on last, because if we put you last, all our friends are going to be there, and they'll get to see you, and they're gonna love it. They're gonna eat it up." And we were like, "Yeah, man, that's awesome." Like, usually when you go to some place, you have to sort of establish yourself. First you play in front of one person, then you play in front of five people, then you play in front of six people, and that's pretty good. But this is sort of like a shortcut around that. So I remember, their band had played, and then we did a little line check in between that, so it took some time. And in the meantime, there was this dude that everybody seemed to know. There's always that dude that plays a little guitar that everybody seems to know a little bit. It was like, he told everybody, he said, "Hey, I got a couple joints, and I was going to, just chill outside and strum on my guitar." He brought his acoustic guitar along on the stairs outside, if you want. And people were like, "You got a joint? What do you play?" "I play a couple Sublime covers." "Oh, man, let's do it." So literally, at that point, before I was like, "Oh man, this is a new crowd. What am I gonna do? What if they don't like it? Blah blah blah." And we start playing, and I will never forget. There was like two or three people there. There's like 25 people outside smoking joints and listening to bad Sublime covers. And this guy comes in, as we were playing, and he comes up to me, and I kid you not, I'm at the mic, and I'm strumming, and I'm playing, and he comes like right here. Those close talkers. He was a close talker, and he says to me, "Hey man, my pick broke, man, while I was out there. You mind if I..." And I was like, "Sure." And I turned it up real loud after that. So that was when I was with another band. I want to tell you another story about when I got to be solo and I came back here. And there's a really, really cool thing that this one chain that makes food, I won't get any more specific than that, they do. They're required. They are actually required to have some live musicians on staff, which is a real cool thing, and it's probably a good philosophy for any place. And they only paid you like $40 or whatever, but the E word, the dreaded E word, exposure. When you're just starting out, the E word is pretty cool. But I would play there every Monday from like 11 to 2 or something like that, and just play every song, right? But there was some sort of weird acoustic thing. I don't know if Einstein could define, the physics of what was going on, because I would be playing, right, and people would come up to me who were like right in front and saying, could you turn up a little bit? It sounds like it's probably pretty good, but I can't really hear you that well. So I'd turn up a little bit. And then there are people literally back, you know, where the bar is where they're like selling their food and stuff. And there, and the people from the restaurant, who shall not be named, would come up and say, "Hey, it's a little too loud. Could you turn it down a little bit? We can't hear the orders." And eventually, I talked to the manager about this because this was happening every time somebody would say, "Hey, we can't hear you very well," and then I'd turn up and somebody would say, "Hey, we can't hear the orders." So I talked to the manager. And I was like, "Do you know about this?" He was like, "Yeah, you know, it's a weird thing with the building." So, and I kind of laid it out. I said, "Well, you know, the thing is, people can't hear me play. You know, I don't know if I'm really doing any good. You know, if I can't be heard, you know what I mean?" And, you know, at a certain point, it's just kind of like, it just looks like I'm playing and, you know, I'm not actually playing. And the manager like has this look on his face like, "Yeah, I know." And I was like, "So it's like, am I being played to look like I'm playing music?" And he's like, "Listen, man, every Monday, if you want to come by, it's $40. So that's what I did. And I got a lot of practice in. You can like, you can just be there and just like jam out on stuff and literally like learn songs in front of like 40 people. You can just be there and sit and learn songs. As you're going along, you can make up lyrics. It's great. You can say all sorts of, you know, inappropriate things. It's fantastic. And you're just there. And no one can hear you at all. And people just give nice smiles. And you smile back and you show them your CD and, you know, and they buy it. Maybe they actually hear you then. But anyway... But anyway, that's how I cured my stage fright by playing in front of absolutely no one, and then playing in front of people who had no idea what I was playing, and neither did I. Thanks.